Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hi, Igniters. Today's guest is Veronica Crystal Young. She's a reinvention power leadership coach. She's a member of the International Coach Federation and has been a business systems efficiency expert and healthcare executive for over 25 years. Veronica specializes in teaching successful professional women to gain clarity on their true life path, share their passions with the world, make conscious choices, reclaim their self-confidence, make an impact and powerfully reinvent themselves to create their free lives of happiness and abundance. Her motto is, don't let age, past trauma or abuse define you. Make conscious choices today for who you want to be now. Veronica is also a professional actor and singer with the country music duo Crystal Whiskey, performing in the Southern California area, and is the creator and producer of the popular nature relaxation DVD series, TV Artscapes, your personal window to the world. She has one-on-one lifestyle coaching program, extraordinary existence reinvention intention strategy, and is a host for the Facebook empowerment community group, Women of Power and Purpose. Her story is one of trauma and choices. So powerful, Igniters. Hi, Veronica. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, how are you, Leanne?
Oh, excellent. It's an excellent day today, and I'm really excited that we can share your story with all our listeners. So shall we get started?
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yes, please.
All righty. So can you tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, that's kind of a mouthful, but time is always a huge challenge for me. And I have so many different passions and so many things I'm doing. So I have coaching, I have singing, I have acting. I'm an executive in the healthcare industry. But what is happening now, which I'm really focusing on now, is public speaking, about personal power, about getting over your own fears and the limitations that, you know, you think are in your way. Mostly it's our thoughts, but, you know, to reach what you really want to do and know your power, live out loud with your bad self. That's basically what I'm in the next 2 months is where my focus is.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It sounds like lots going on for you.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So up to this point, can you tell us a bit about your story or where you've been, how you've got to what you're doing now?
Oh, sure. Well, I've had a difficult past. Some might find it uncomfortable to hear or talk about, but I'll jump in because it's basically what I'm about. I have a history of sexual abuse for many years. Started when I was 12 and lasted till I was 18. And it was my biological father. And because of that, it caused some hardwiring limiting beliefs for me. You know, it was the definite power zapper for me. You know, confidence was gone. I didn't have a voice. I actually turned to the creative side, singing and acting. You know, because it was an outlet for me. It was my chance to be somebody that wasn't me, if that makes any sense. And I didn't have the self-confidence, of course, to really go after those professions because I didn't think I was good enough. And that's all a symptom of abuse. I made my way to security, basically, and safety in the healthcare field, you know, working in the healthcare field. And I've been there for over 25, 30 years as an executive, which is actually very fulfilling for me. It's not like I hate it. Some people are in a 9 to 5 and they absolutely hate it. They really want to get out of it, but it fulfills me. I get a lot out of it. I mentor a lot of young women, moving up the chain, and it's actually very fulfilling for me. But again, I also have the singing and the acting that are going on for me. And what I went through was years of self-discovery, years of really finding the keys to me after that abuse, who I really am, you know, the travel of empowerment. It was an adventure. It was hard, but it was an adventure, discovering me. It was hard at times. And I, you know, it's funny, when I was going through all my working out who I really was and what I was afraid of and what I should do, I did a lot of crazy things. Like I was so afraid of heights. So what I did was I went skydiving and I would, you know, do zip lining. And it's like, and then people would say, aren't you scared of heights? I'm like, yeah, well, I think I'm going to, only way to get over it is do it. So that's what I did. And it was to overcome something like that. And I'm still afraid of heights to this day. Don't get me wrong, but it was a power in empowerment for me. And by that, when I was done with that, I had a lot more courage and a lot more confidence. It was just something that I went through. So I would purposely do those things that I was afraid of, which was really great. I continue to perform on stage. I've performed on stage for many years, Civic Light Opera, dinner theater, musicals, mostly because I sing. And I'm now in a country western duo, Crystal Whiskey, and we perform professionally. So it's really come full circle for what I really wanted to do, which is sing and act, and I'm doing that for real, on top of having the security in the healthcare. So it's been a very fulfilling, so far, a very fulfilling life that I hope will continue for another 20, 30 years.
Yeah, sounds huge.
Yes.
I love how you bring up, you know, when you get to have that fear to still do something anyway, because that's when courage shows up. So I think that's a huge...
Yeah, of course. Of course. And not only that, if you push through that and you do what you're afraid of and you succeed, and you will, if you're determined and you will, even if you fail at first and you keep going, you know, there's so many things on the internet about all the people that have failed and how many times they failed before they made it big. And it's just an amazing testament to just keep going, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So when was the tipping point for change then? When did you actually decide to do that?
You know, when I realized that no one had the keys or the answers to how to make my life work. You know, I did. I had the keys. I there were mentors and teachers along the way, of course. But when I got right down to it, I did not change or start seeing any change until I took responsibility for my choices. I didn't. And I didn't start to see those changes until I did that. And, you know, I lost the poor me. I lost the attitude about, you know, everything was being done to me, victim mentality, which everybody will say, and I hate that word, but it's true. I hate that, but it's true. And, you know, just take some action on changing and how I showed up in the world. You know, I'd be in a group of women, and they'd be talking about how they dealt with things, and the next week or 2 weeks later, they'd be talking about the same thing. I say, well, it didn't work before. Why didn't you just change? Let's just do something different. So that's what I started to do, and it really worked, because then I changed the result, which is what the end result is. You want to, you know, get better and change and really show up as who you really are.
Yeah, so true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You think it was a lightning bolt or a slow rumble that led you to that?
You know, it was a little of both, I think. It's funny, I was in this group of women when I started to do counseling right after a divorce. I was divorced very young. 21, felt like a total failure, but then I started counseling, and I was kind of forced into it because my ex-husband said, you need to go do this, and I'm like, no, I'm okay, I'm this didn't affect me. I'm like, really? It's like, I was so young and so silly, and I went to the meeting, and I realized after hearing everybody, all the women in the group, oh my God, I handled life the same way they did. I was hiding. I, and no matter what happened in life, I always felt it was my fault. I mean, someone would fall in the hallway. I'd think, oh my God, what did I do to make that happen? I mean, it's just silly, you know, and that's all symptoms of abuse and, you know, taking on that responsibility. And so I realized after the first session, I went, okay, I guess this did affect me. I didn't realize it. I need to start working. I need to start working on it. So that was the slow. And I was always depressed and, you know, but working through that and realizing that I had the power to change really, really helped me. And I think the light bulb was when I was sitting in the group and realized, oh my God, okay, I need to do this. I need to change. No one's going to fix me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the biggest thing, because I think a lot of people, when they go to counselors or they seek help, they're looking for someone to fix them. And no one's going to fix them unless you do the work. You have to do the work. You have to realize things about yourself and your behaviors. Now, people can help you with that. Coaches help with that. Teachers help with that. Mentors help with that. Ask the right questions. And then you can discover things about yourself. And that's what happened. And it was, you know, I realized my brain was hardwired a certain way with the abuse. And I had to work on identifying what those patterns and thoughts or feelings were that made me feel a certain way, like I was good enough, or, you know, and it was all good.
Mm-hmm. Getting that help is a key, I think. Quite often, yes, we're stuck, don't we? And we don't see the choices that we do have. And just getting that outside assistance, it doesn't have to be a coach or a counselor, whatever. It can just be a friend that's asking the right questions. But as you say, just asking those questions to yourself can actually help you move on.
Yes. And you bring up a good point about choices, because that's my big thing. I mean, it's like, you know, we always have a choice. And there's a lot of people, especially clients or people that I talk to, it's like, oh, I don't want a choice. I have kids, or I have a job, or I have the, well, then your choice is to be, you know, a good father or a good mother to take care of the kids, or your choice is to have that job. I mean, you know, you could certainly walk away and be that kind of person, but your choices define who you are. So if you don't want to be that, then that is your choice. So don't say you don't have a choice, because you do. You have a choice in everything you do and how you react to it and how you deal with it. So that is something that I really, really, when I said I had my power and I took my power back and I realized I had the power, no one else, that's what I meant. Mm. Choice, you know?
Yeah, I'm doing that too. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what challenges have you had along the way that might have, you know, you might have felt like throwing in the towel?
Oh, God. Well, you know, many times. I can just say many times. Hopelessness. When I was so hopeless many times when I was trying to work through, you know, feeling like it was not enough, feeling like I was invisible, seeing like, you know, feeling like a victim, of course, that's what it entailed. But throwing in the towels is an understatement. I mean, it was hard. You know, I even thought about, you know, just chucking it and going to an island and living in my bathing suit and off the land and hiding. And or, you know, sometimes, shoot, I'd even think about driving off a cliff somewhere because, like, no one's going to miss me. I'm done. That was hard. But, you know, there was always this thing. There was always, and some people will call it God, some people will call it the universal energy. Even though I felt that and I thought that in my head, my heart was like, no, you're going to conquer this. Just hang in there, you know, just hang in there. And I really think just the drive and the will to discover how I ticked, you know, how I dealt with things, how I thought really drove me. And I guess that's why I'm an efficiency expert now, because things out, try to figure things out, how things work and how things can be better. And I always had that. And so throwing out to me was giving up, and I don't give up. I don't give up. And so, you know, yeah.
So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision? Do you have that? Or is it out of necessity?
You know, It was out of necessity. I did have a big vision. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be up in lights. I wanted to do all that. but the safety and security of having a 9-to-5, I needed that. It's still really difficult for me to chuck security out the window. And I know that about myself. And so that's why, and actually that's why I like my job too. It gives me the money to afford my passions. And that makes me very happy, you know? So putting one foot in front of the other, yes. The choice to put one foot in front of the other, the drive to feel better, you know, the drive to do better, to be better, to be a better person. That basically was the catalyst for me and change. You know, change comes from having the courage to evaluate our, you know, what we do, our behaviors, our choices, and our feelings. And if we, you know, result, you know, find out what the reason is you're making that choice in the first place. You know, what is the reason? You know, be willing to take that deep dive and discover that choice and who you really are. You know, there's a lot of times when I went through going through that deep dive, I was like, oh, well, I don't like the way that makes me look. and is that really who I am? And sometimes I would have to admit and say, you know what? I'm sorry that I look that way, but that's who I really am. And I have to go that direction. And it's very eye-opening because, you know, some people have choices and they make choices based on how it's going to make them look or how other people are going to think of them. And what's more important, who you really are or what other people think? And that was very difficult for me because it's always about being liked or always about, you know, making sure that everyone likes me and that's a symptom of abuse too. But you know, I come to the conclusion that, you know, not everybody has to like me. I'm going to be who I am. And if they're my tribe, if they're my people, if they get me, they're there. If they don't, there's how many millions of people in the world? I don't need everybody to like me. And that was, and that helped me keep one foot in front of the other, you know?
Yeah. I love that. It's huge, isn't it? Knowing yourself, I think, because when you put that mask on or you're portraying yourself or trying to people please, it takes up so much of your energy.
Yes.
If you can be yourself, know who you are and be confident in that.
Yes. Yeah, it does take energy. You're right. It is so exhausting to be somebody that you're not because you're constantly trying to make up things and trying to, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much easier to just be who you are.
Yeah.
And freeing too. Freeing.
Immensely freeing. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So what's your ignition point? Have you had one that's when things have really started taking off for you?
You know, I think it was just, as I said before, when I made the decision, you know, and the choice and the commitment actually to change anything in life that was not what I wanted it to be or who I wanted to be. It's that simple. And I say it's that simple, but it's not. You know, it's not simple, but you have those moments where you have to self-check, and I still have them today, where I have to self-check and go, okay, wait a minute. Why am I feeling this way? You know, your emotions are your guidance system. They really are. And your emotions are energy. And when you're not feeling quite right about something, it's the time to check in with yourself. Okay, what is this? Where is this coming from? Where's that Fred? I call this the little voice in your head. I call it Fred in my head. It's so funny. I have to tell you, someone asked me the other day, what does that Fred in your head look like? I went, oh my God, you know what it looks like? You know, the basket. Have you seen Castaway with Tom Hanks?
Oh yes. Yes.
Okay. You know, that ball that has the head, the hair sticking up and that is what the Fred in my head looks like. It's hilarious. So I'm actually going to go and get a ball. I'm going to go and make that face and put it in because it's just hilarious. That's what I see and hear, that little voice in my head when I'm like, okay, well, no, you can't do that. Or no, you can't do this. Or, you know, so-and-so doesn't like you. I'm like, you know, shut up. You know, I don't care. But there are moments that you do, I still have to self-check myself, but at least I have the tools now and I know what I need to do to work through it, to really get down to my true I am, my true who I am.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so true. That little voice in our head can do a lot of damage if not.
Oh my goodness, those gremlins are just they're 24 hours a day. Yeah. I mean, it's just as soon as you make a decision to change or go out of your comfort zone. I mean, let's talk about comfort zone. My goodness, comfort zone is huge. A lot of people just cannot move forward out of their comfort zone. That Fred in their head is just going crazy with, you know, oh, we can't do that because of X, Y, Z and this and that and the other. Oh my goodness. It's a lot.
It's exhausting answering.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Well, as I said before, speaking has opened up for me. I've been with a group of speakers, and we're going to be speaking in October in San Diego. I'm very excited about that. And I will be talking about personal power and know your power to as many women and men that will fill the room. There's going to be many speakers there. It's going to be a 3-day event. And so it's my first speaking gig, so I'm real excited about that. And continue my singing because it's my passion and my gift. And to publish a record with some original songs and maybe get them recorded and get them to some people in Nashville is in the near future, I'm hoping.
Oh, fantastic. Wish you all the well with that. That'd be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be amazing. I would be totally thrilled about that.
Okay, how about we have a change in pace and we'll do a speed round?
Sure.
All right. Now, what's your favorite book?
Winning Through Enlightenment by Ron Smotherman. Mm-hmm. And it's a book that's out of print right now. Almost 20 years ago, it changed my life. And if I had read it maybe even 5 or 10 years before that, I probably threw it up against a wall and said, you know, I don't want to hear this. But I was ready for what it brought, and it was a very, very to the point, get your frickin' act together book. And it was great.
What about a mental figure that's helped you the most?
Howard Asher, my counselor. He showed me how to ask the right questions and be honest with myself and my feelings, and I'll discover and reclaim my power and who I really am.
So important.
Mm-hmm.
What's a daily ritual that works best for you?
I lost it for about 5 years, but I'm back to doing it. Exercise. Feeling grounded in my body. I left my body many times during the abuse, so feeling grounded physically helps me with my presence and being in the now. And it really, plus it's good for your health. Yeah. Exercise is important.
Do you have a favorite food?
Steak and lobster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have kind of expensive taste. And I deserve it. Let me just say that.
Exactly. Do you like the country or the city?
Country. I actually like both, but country meaning like the ocean or the forest feeds my soul. Nature feeds my soul.
Beautiful. What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Make the choice. Make the choice and commitment to discover your true feelings and make a change if you're unhappy or unfulfilled. Commit.
Okay, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell myself, believe in your greatness. There is only one you.
Mm. Yeah, that's huge, isn't it?
Yes, there's only one you. And, you know, there's a lot of feelings about competition out there. It's like, oh, so-and-so is already doing this, or so-and-so, you know, has this other great site, or has this other business, or has this other job. Or, you know what? Everybody brings something different to the table. And when you realize that, there's no limits to what you can do. There's no competition. There's no, you know, there's not enough money. There's not enough jobs. There's not enough, you know, not enough people to like my product or to like my business. it's about knowing that who you are and that you are unique and you have something to give.
Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks so much for your valuable time and sharing your story today, Veronica.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Oh, sure. A couple sites of crystallizeentertainment.com is that has a access to my singing site, my acting, and my coaching. My coaching site is actually crystalizecoaching.com, and that's eyes like your eye, crystalizeyes.com. And then my band site is crystalwhiskey.com, called Crystal Whiskey. I'm Crystal, he's Whiskey. So that's that.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that name.
Oh, you know what I do? Leanne, I'd also like to tell everybody about my Women of Power and Passion Facebook group.
Yes.
So if anybody's on Facebook, I'd love to have you come join Women of Power and Purpose. And it's on Facebook, and you'll find me, Veronica Crystal Young, Women of Power and Purpose. And please come join.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I can vouch for that. Igniters, I trust you received valuable insight from Veronica's story of trauma and abuse to being able to get the keys to self-discovery and going on that adventure. Choices define who we are, and the light bulb moment Veronica had knowing she has the power to change within is empowering. To contact Veronica, go to crystallizecoaching.com or check out her Facebook group, Women of Power and Purpose. If you'd like more about going on the adventure to self-discovery, to remove those blockers, go to ignitepodcast.com or email me at leanne@masteryourmountain.net.au.